We're definitely looking for highly qualified men and women, ranging from the ages of 17 through 27.
Mm-hmm. And just looking for, in general, if folks are interested, you're there to answer questions.
Absolutely.
What are some of the options? You know, when you talk with some of the students and kids that are interested, what are they looking for to do?
A lot of students, kids are looking to really get out of the Upper Peninsula. Mm-hmm. Is what I've seen, and so I do talk a lot about the different jobs in the Air Force. We do offer over 140 different jobs. We have different mechanical, electrical, general, and different admin jobs.
The Air Force in our area here for many years with K.I. Sawyer did have a definite impact in the community, and it was a little bit more well known that, you know, it was there. But now with that, it's been 20 years or so since the base has been closed. You kind of have that challenge of saying, hey, the Air Force is still here. Think about it. What are some of the things you're telling folks that say, come and check it out?
Definitely, yes. There are a lot of retirees in the Air Force in this area, so it does make recruiting a lot easier for the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we have over 140 different jobs, and the jobs we're looking for right now especially are the battlefield airman jobs. Okay, that consists of our special forces guys.
Okay.
Believe it or not, a lot of people don't know that the Air Force has special forces. We have our pararescue jumpers, which is also known as a PJ. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they go into behind enemy lines and rescue down pilots. It's a very, very tough school to get through. It takes about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And there's only 400 pararescue jumpers in the Air Force right now.
Where are you located if folks want to find out more? How can they get in touch with you?
I'm actually located here in Marquette, Michigan, right down the road from this office. Mm-hmm. Right across the street from Target.
In the America Mall.
America Mall.
Okay. Right. Well, you're kind of getting the word out, and Mike, I guess I'd ask you too. You know, you're Wisconsin area, from what I understand, and just trying to get folks knowledgeable about the Air Force as a choice and getting involved, correct?
Absolutely. That is, as a recruiter, that's the biggest challenge we face, is getting the word out there and getting spread what is great about the Air Force and why we're a lucrative branch for young men and women to choose.
What are, you know, when you talk to them and you try to show them this, I mean, they probably, the Air Force, I don't want to say that it doesn't have that reach that we hear with, you know, Marines and all the other branches, but you have a key and very unique part in the military protection of the United States. Do you find that really appeals to certain specific folks that are interested in that?
It always has seemed to. Traditionally, the Air Force has always been associated with the smarter branch, so to speak, and we are the world leaders in airspace and cyberspace, so it definitely piggybacks off of that mentality. Mm-hmm. So there always has been the young men and women that score very high on their test scores in high school and things like that have sought the Air Force out.
Justin, you're in the area here and at the America Mall, which is close by here in Marquette Township. But if folks do have questions, they want to find out more, what are some of the easiest ways to get a hold of you?
Good. Definitely, if people are looking for opportunities to join the United States Air Force, I can be reached at 906-458-1595, or they can also email me at justin.pope@us.af.mil.
Now, you're looking for, obviously, folks to get involved, students, kids out there right now that are maybe finishing up high school and whatnot, but technical things, mathematics and those kinds of things, really, when you look at aviation and those bits, that's a real big, strong part of it. So if somebody maybe is considering the Air Force, they should look at maybe some good math, or at least some good understanding of engineering and that type of thing.
Sure. Absolutely. With all the aviation the Air Force offers, it does take a high score on the ASVAB, like Mike was saying earlier. So they do have to be, you know, well-versed in math and English and other subjects like mm-hmm. that.
But there are other options as well. I mean, it's not all just, you know, airplanes and that kind of thing, Mike.
Absolutely. There are many different options in the Air Force. It's actually interesting. One of the most common misconceptions that a lot of Air Force personnel deal with on a daily basis is whenever somebody finds out we're Air Force, the first question is, what do you fly?
Mm-hmm.
Every time. It's just the assumption that we're all pilots. And the most interesting statistic that I've heard is only 4% of the Air Force is actually pilots. the rest of us do something completely different. For instance, in my previous job, I was a munitions guy. I built bombs, missiles, things like that. Something with more with the mechanics involved with it. So there is a wide array of opportunities.
And the key is that if someone is thinking about it, really to just make the call or check out websites and whatnot to find out more.
Absolutely. The best resource out there for somebody that wants to just start checking into it is airforce.com. It is quick, it is easy, and there is amazing information on there. It talks about the benefits of the Air Force, the jobs that we offer, what the jobs entail, skills that are required for those jobs, everything. Another one that's really big for us right now, it's getting spun up, is Facebook. You can go on to Facebook, you can find the Air Force, you can like it. You're actually going to have the opportunity very soon here to find Sergeant Pope's personal Air Force Facebook page. You can just go on there, search AF Recruiter Marquette, Michigan. When you get to his page, like it, and you're going to get exciting updates and links and all sorts of information right there. Plus, you can contact him with any questions. It really streamlines the whole process, makes it easier.
But really, the thing is that you're here to answer questions, and folks can get with you, and families, you're happy to talk to parents, students, anybody that's interested.
Absolutely. Anybody at all that's interested in just getting a little bit more information about the Air Force, please do not hesitate to call or email myself.
Well, again, the phone number to reach you locally here?
906-458-1595.